Is it sort of annoying to you when people don't know what they like? Or are you one of the people who has a harder time with that? Welcome to episode 24 of the Signature Style Systems podcast. Today, I'm going to touch on who has an easier time and who has a harder time knowing what they like and why. I'm talking about boundaries. I'll define the two kinds of boundaries and explain how the concept relates to discovering your style DNA. Then I'll teach you how to know your best skirt lengths. If you're ready now to start discovering your style DNA, you can get started with a personality profile and a palette revealing your Myers-Briggs type and a supporting color palette, along with guidance on style development and personal growth for your type. Learn more at my website, signaturestylesystems.com, or find the link in the show description. Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in. Hey, so today I'm talking about boundaries, and I'm going to define two kinds of boundaries and then explain how the concept of boundaries relates to you discovering your style DNA. Then, just to keep it tactical, I'm going to give you a quick measurement that reveals your best skirt lengths. But first, I want to invite you to take my style personality test. Test, quiz. Find the link to take the quiz in the description below or at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. So as I record this episode, I am right in the season, the time of year, when 2 years ago, the hero was obviously sick and we had no idea that he would die. We were married for 33 years. And during that time, I became more and more comfortable wearing stuff that he didn't understand. And there were a lot of things about women's clothes that he didn't understand. And then the more I understood about specifically what was right for me, the less self-conscious I felt about his judgments. And then somehow, mysteriously, within the first few months of when he died, I started to notice that people were interacting with me more like they were seeing me for who I really am. And this is true for people that I was just meeting, as well as people that I already had known. So parenthetically, I notice that when I wear certain colors, people also tend to interact with me more in the way that I prefer to be interacted with. I might have told this story before on the podcast or given this example, but I have this iridescent coral leather jacket. And whenever I would wear that into a store, the people who worked there would just start talking to me. And lo and behold, I could get help, which I don't know. I mean, some people don't want to be helped when they're in a store, just want to be able to kind of sneak in and sneak out. But I just want every store to be like McDonald's or Miller's Hardware, where you can just walk in, tell them what you want. They give it to you, you pay for it, and you're done. And maybe sometime we can talk about like what where that comes from within the cognitive functions and Myers-Briggs. But that's not today. Today we're talking about boundaries. So the two kinds of boundaries are defining boundaries and protective boundaries. When I first encountered the idea of boundaries was, you know, when the Henry Cloud book, Boundaries, was really popular, I don't know, back in the 90s or whenever it was. And I felt like the thing that people were really talking about, and still what I think people mean when they talk about boundaries, although I think people mean all kinds of different things when they're talking about boundaries. I think a lot of it surrounds the idea of protective boundaries. And protective boundaries are kind of like an if-then statement with consequences. So then when I was teaching the book Beyond Boundaries, which is about, being able to get back into relationship after something has gone wrong or whatever. I was in a recovery ministry setting and I learned about the concept of defining boundaries. And that was really significant for me at that time because I feel like I'm that person who never really was that connected to my own preferences. It's easy for me to see other people's feelings and preferences and stuff, and less so myself. Defining boundaries are the values that establish who you are and who you are not. So this may sound elementary to you if you're the person who is really solid in who you are, your own preferences, your own identity. But some of us, like me, are not equipped that way out of the gate. And so for us, identifying what we like can be part of the journey to discovering who we are. And that is how this relates to style DNA. In my opinion, regardless of who you're in a relationship with, you have the right to define your own style. And a defining boundary could be around whose opinion gets consideration when it comes to what you wear. And so I just want to say that with grace too, because I know like it's really hard if somebody that you're close to doesn't like what you're wearing. And with the hero, it wasn't that he didn't like it. It was just that he didn't understand it. And it didn't seem worth it to me to try to explain it. I just came to the point where I knew that I was the expert on myself. Also, I recognize that when you have teenagers, it's a whole different thing. Even though, like, my youngest two kids were girls and they were pretty relaxed about whatever I would wear. I was still sensitive to not wanting to wear anything that would embarrass them or that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it matters what stage of life you're in. Okay, so on to the tactical. I promised at the top of the episode I was going to give you the way to determine your best skirt lengths. And as we go into spring, it's a sunny day here today in Spokane. Thinking about dresses feels appropriate. So here's how to calculate that. Measure from your knee to the top of your foot. Is that measurement greater than or less than 2 times the length of your face? If the measurement of your lower leg is greater than or equal to 2 times the length of your face, your best skirt lengths are going to be around knee length. Could be just below the knee, mid-knee, just above the knee. And so if the measurement of your lower leg is less than 2 times the length of your face, your best skirt lengths are going to be mini, midi, or maxi. And if the skirt length that you naturally prefer, if those are different from the ones that I just described here that go with your body measurements, it's likely that there's something else going on. The type of shoes that you wear can make a difference. There's other elements in your proportions that can make a difference, but for most people, 80% of people, this rule is both going to be what looks best and what you like the best. So yeah, and ultimately, as with everything, you get to decide how to implement this for yourself. So I just invite you to have fun playing dress up, and thank you so much for being here for Signature Style Systems.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.